Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government driving transformative change with speed, scale and sensitivity, guided by Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda says Prime Minister Modi-led government changed political culture by bringing politics of performance and responsive government. Indian markets rally nearly 0.5% in afternoon trade following RBI's surprise 50 basis point rate cut. IMD predicts heatwave conditions at isolated places over North India, including Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. Israel intercepts Gaza-bound aid ship detaining Greta Thunberg and other prominent activists. And in the United States, clashes between National Guard troops and protesters continue for third day in Los Angeles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that powered by the blessings and collective participation of 140 crore Indians, the country has witnessed rapid transformations across diverse sectors in the last 11 years. In a social media post, he said, guided by the principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas, the NDA government has delivered path-breaking changes with speed, scale and sensitivity. Mr. Modi added that from economic growth to social upliftment, the focus has been on people-centric, inclusive and all-round progress. Our correspondent has filed this report.
Over the last decade, Northeast has witnessed a remarkable shift from isolation to integration. Under the Act East policy and the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the region has moved from neglect to priority. Signing of peace accords has led to peace and decline in violence in the region, and these efforts have paved the way for reducing Armed Forces Special Power Act coverage in the region. Recently, Assam and Arunachal Pradesh have signed a MOU to resolve a decades-old boundary dispute. Connectivity has improved like never before. 10 new greenfield airports, new rail links in states like Mizoram, and Ro-Ro ferry services on the Brahmaputra have transformed mobility. Iconic projects like the Bogibeel Bridge have brought once remote regions closer. Schemes like PM Divine and Unnati 2024 are unlocking new economic potential. Over 1,35,000 crore rupees worth of externally added projects have been supported to boost infrastructure and livelihoods. The region is on track to harness 15,000 megawatts of clean energy through a major push in hydroelectric power development. Today, the Northeast is not just a frontier, it is a rising engine of India's development journey. Akshit Vaidyan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Gareeb Kalyan ke 11 saal.
The Prime Minister also invited people to explore India's Vikas Yatra through a variety of engaging formats such as videos, infographics and articles available on the Namo app. Union Minister and BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda has said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led government has changed the political culture of the country by bringing politics of performance and giving a responsible and responsive government. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi on the completion of 11 years of the Modi government, Mr. Nadda said this government has set a new normal by changing the political landscape of the country. Mr. Nadda termed the NDA government at the centre as an effective government which takes bold decisions.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में हम 11 साल पूरे कर रहे हैं जो विकसित भारत और विकसित भारत में अमृतकाल और अमृतकाल के लिए जो सेवा सुशासन और गरीब कल्याण इस पे जो समर्पित 11 साल प्रधानमंत्री मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में कार्य हुआ है इट शुड बी रिटन इन गोल्डन वर्ड्स.
Mr. Nadda alleged that the previous government before 2014 was involved in corruption and also there was an atmosphere of negativism.
Government before 2014 was full of corruption. Ek negativism ka vatavaran tha. Kuch nahi badalne wala. Lekin 2014 ke baad humne optimism dekha hai. The shift, when I talk about political culture, I talk about the shift from negativism to positivism.
Mr. Nadda further said the Narendra Modi-led government has worked on the core principle of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. He added that over the past decade, the government has worked for all sections of society, including SC, ST and OBC communities, and at the same time it has actively promoted the vision of women-led development. In Chhattisgarh, an additional superintendent of police was martyred in an IED blast triggered by Maoists. The incident took place in Sukma district this morning when a team of police personnel was on patrol in view of a bandh called Tomorrow by Naxalites. A pressure improvised explosive device planted by Naxalites exploded near Dondra village on Konta Erabor Road. ASP Konta Akash Rao Giripunje was killed and some other police personnel were injured in the incident. The Indian government has clarified that reports claiming a ban on Indian citizens travelling to Saudi Arabia are incorrect. According to government sources, the Saudi government has not issued any notification on the matter. It was further clarified that as a matter of practice, during the Hajj season, there are temporary restrictions on short-term visas to avoid overcrowding. These restrictions will be lifted after the conclusion of Hajj. Indian astronaut and group captain of the Indian Air Force, Subhanshu Shukla, is all set for his first journey to space aboard SpaceX's Axiom 4 mission tomorrow evening for a two-week stay on the International Space Station. The flight from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida in the United States will begin the journey at 5:52 p.m. Indian Standard Time tomorrow, a report.
India is scripting history for the second time now. Earlier, it was on April 3, 1984, that Indian cosmonaut and wing commander of the Indian Air Force, Rakesh Sharma, went to space through Soyuz T-11, and that was before the setting up of the International Space Station. Subhanshu Shukla will be representing India's 1.4 billion people in this extraordinary feat tomorrow.
This journey that I'm on, it has been a long one for me, and it started out somewhere. I didn't know that this is the path it is going to finally take. I would say that I have been extremely fortunate and extremely lucky to have gotten the opportunities to first fly all my life, which was a dream job for me, and then have the opportunity to apply to astronaut corps and now consequently be here.
Along with Subhanshu, Dr. Peggy Watson, a researcher from US, Slavoj Juznanski, a scientist and an engineer from Poland, and Tibor Kapu, a mechanical engineer from Hungary, are traveling to space on the historic mission redefining the pathway to low Earth orbit. They will conduct more than 60 scientific experiments and demonstrations focused on human research, Earth observation and life, biological and material sciences during their 15-day stay in the International Space Station. Joy, Akashwani from Chennai.
In an exclusive interview with Akashwani News, India's first astronaut Rakesh Sharma extended his best wishes to Subhanshu Shukla for his upcoming space mission. He said he is looking forward to the journey ahead and expressed full confidence in the bright future of India's space missions.
I'm looking forward to Subhanshu's flight as well, just like everybody else in India. And I'm hoping that India will be the modern leader in the years to come in this world, and if we succeed in our mission, which I am quite confident we will.
Astronaut Sharma also shared his extraordinary journey to space.
After selection, we flew to Star City in Moscow, just outside Moscow, for our training. The training went on for 18 months, which culminated into this space flight. It's the Indo-Soviet space flight of 1984. It was an 8-day mission, and during those 8 days, we carried out experiments which were designed by Indian scientists. We used recording equipment and recorded the results on apparatus, which was made by Indians, and we brought the results back.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading higher in afternoon trade today, followed by RBI's surprise 50 basis point rate cut and support from favourable global signals. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex was up 298 points at 82,487, and the National Stock Exchange's Nifty 50 was up 106 points at 25,109 when reports last came in. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heat wave conditions over Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Punjab, Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till the 11th of June. Gangetic, West Bengal, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Bihar could experience hot and humid weather today. Maximum temperatures are likely to rise by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over northwest and central India during the next 3 days, and no significant change in maximum temperatures is likely over the rest of the country. Today is the 125th death anniversary of Bhagwan Birsa Munda, the revered Dharti Aba, who led a fierce resistance against the exploitative colonial system and fought for the rights and dignity of tribal communities. More from our correspondent.
Birsa Munda was born on 15 November in the year 1875 in Ulihatu in Jharkhand. His early education took place in German mission school, but left upon realizing that British aimed in converting tribal people to another religion through education. This experience led him to establish a new faith called Birsayat, which encouraged tribal communities to return to their traditional beliefs and resist British influence. Birsa Munda's activism reached its peak during the Ulgulan movement, which was a struggle to restore tribal rights in terms of land and resources against British authorities and local landlords. His life and struggle are commemorated annually on November 15th, his birth anniversary, celebrated as Jan Jatiya Gaurav Divas. Aman Yadav, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tribute to great hero of the freedom struggle Bhagwan Birsa Munda on the occasion of his martyrdom day today. In a social media post, he said Bhagwan Birsa Munda dedicated his life to the welfare of tribal brothers and sisters and the protection of their rights. Israeli military forces intercepted a Gaza-bound aid vessel carrying climate activist Greta Thunberg and other prominent international activists today, detaining the passengers and towing the ship to Israel. The Freedom Flotilla Coalition had organized the mission to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, where the population of 2.1 million people faces severe shortages after months of conflict and blockade. Among the detained activists were Thunberg, Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham, and Rima Hassan, a French member of the European Parliament. Over 1,000 protesters clashed and faced off with National Guard troops in downtown Los Angeles during the latest demonstrations against immigration raids that swept across California. The National Guard soldiers, along with agents from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, repeatedly fired tear gas and smoke grenades to disperse the crowd. Some protesters and journalists were injured during the confrontation. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has directed the Secretary of Homeland Security and Secretary of Defense to take all necessary action to restore order. The United States and China are set to hold a fresh round of talks in London today to resolve their trade rift. U.S. President Donald Trump announced that a senior U.S. delegation will meet with Chinese representatives, a move that was also confirmed by Beijing. The announcement came after Mr. Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping had a telephone conversation last week. In tennis, Spain's Carlos Alcaraz pulled off a remarkable comeback last night to defend his French Open title, defeating world number one Yannick Sinner of Italy in a jaw-dropping five-set epic that lasted 5 hours and 29 minutes. Down two sets and facing three championship points, reigning champion Alcaraz seemed on the brink of defeat, but the 22-year-old Spaniard roared back to claim a stunning victory in one of the most thrilling finals in Grand Slam history. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says NDA government driving transformative change with speed, scale and sensitivity, guided by Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas. BJP President Jagat Prakash Nadda says Prime Minister Modi led government changed political culture by bringing politics of performance and responsive government. Indian markets rally nearly 0.5% in afternoon trade following RBI's surprise 50 basis point rate cut. IMD predicts heatwave conditions at isolated places over North India, including Ladakh and Jammu and Kashmir. Israel intercepts Gaza-bound aid ship detaining Greta Thunberg and other prominent activists. And with that, we end the midday news.